I'm Andrew Geller, and this is the Atlantic GMAT podcast. She'd had no GMAT classes or tutoring, and had only studied Quant, but Lauren still managed a 700 GMAT score on her practice tests, with the verbal score in the 99th percentile. The Quant score dragged at a 40, which is in the 47th percentile. Her goal? GMAT 700 to GMAT 720 in 4 weeks. It's a challenge to improve what is an already excellent score, and 4 weeks isn't much time, no matter how you slice it. I would counsel most people to give tutoring a minimum of 6 weeks, as it takes a moment to acclimate to a new approach. We also agreed on sessions twice per week. Again, not something that I normally recommend, as most people won't be able to get through enough work to make the extra sessions worthwhile. With Lauren, I was willing to take the risk. I'd come away with an A-plus impression and felt that, with a bit more structure, her quant could improve to the point at which a 720, even with a pint-sized preparation, was all but guaranteed. As diligent as she was clever, Lauren chomped through the homework, putting up enviable numbers. I raised the difficulty, but she remained unfazed. Working through one particularly tough data sufficiency question, I suggested picking numbers, to which she replied, "Why not do the easy algebra?" Solution improved. She was right. The pace was such that we could often dispatch 2 lessons in 1 session. It was clear why she'd been able to hit a 700 GMAT score all by her lonesome. To cut everyone else some slack, Lauren had the summer off to conquer the GMAT, so there were no work distractions. Still, her commitment and her abilities were admirable. 2 weeks into our preparation, on her first GMAT prep test, Lauren scored a 760, with a quant 48 and a verbal 47. A true GMAT superhero. 5 days later, her second GMAT prep, 780. 50 on the quant, 49 on the verbal. The next test, exam pack 1, 780 again. Just improving the 700 to a 720 would have been a victory, so we didn't put any pressure on breaking through the 99th percentile. Still, there's always that hope. GMAT day, 780. Quant 50, verbal 49. The first student to match my highest GMAT score. Some months later, she got in contact about her admissions results. Needless to say, Lauren was granted admission absolutely everywhere she applied. Harvard, Stanford, Wharton. She was a true GMAT superwoman. Thanks for listening. Happy studies.